They'll get in fair shape. You can eat them. But most people, when they catch them, try to get them in a pen where they can fatten them out a little bit with corn. Mm. It makes a better meat.
Is their taste pretty wild, or is it?
No, there's not a lot of difference.
There isn't. Mm. Mm-hmm. They just be leaner than.
Mm-hmm. And the lard from one like that will never get solid like it will from the corn fed.
Right. That's interesting. You say you still have some.
There may be a few yet around way back in these woods. However, the National Forest have notified people that had the hogs in the National Forest that if they found them, they would shoot them because they root up so much of the young pines. That's one reason they were called pine rooters.
I see.
Because they'd root up those young pine, and I don't know whether they ate the roots from them or just hunting sprouted acorns. Along in the spring, when those acorns begin to sprout, they really go after them then.
Hmm. That's the pinewood rooter then. I suppose they would. Forest Service would want to get rid of them.
Yes.
Are there a lot of private woods around where they might have enough?
Not private owned. The lumber companies have some acreages that they would hurt.
Mm-hmm. But there's just probably not much place left for them to be anymore then.
No. There are not many left in the woods.
Did you say that your friend hunts for them in Oklahoma?
He did. He's about quit anymore, yes.
Does that imply that isn't a national forest then where he hunts?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Well, not all of it either, because some of it is on the Weyerhaeuser Company's forests and International Paper Company has quite a lot of acreage up in here too.